the representative, and I got switched over to North Carolina representative.
Whose office are you looking for?
I'm looking for the one that for the Republic representative for Rockingham, Virginia. Zip codes are 22801 and 22802. Harrison for Harrisonburg.
Good afternoon, Conference Class Office. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I was calling in regards to there's been some issues with me trying to get an oath of office there in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Okay. Could I have a few more details on this?
Yes. They're in the, I believe, 26th district for Hugh David O'Donnell. And I called the state attorney, I spoke with the secretary of state, I spoke with the court clerk. They don't have an oath of office for a Hugh David O'Donnell before April 1st of 2021. And I'm trying to get the oath of office and the bond before that date.
All right. Can I get your name again?
My name is Emma.
And you need an oath of office for Hugh David O'Donnell?
Yes. They're in Rockingham County. Believe it's District 26. For juvenile. It's a district juvenile court.
Great, just one moment.
Thank you.
Hello, this is the Congressman's Chief of Staff. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, ma'am. Sorry. That was a little Freudian slip on my part. I'm the Congressman's Staff. So.
You're good. What is your name?
My name's Drew.
Drew, how are you?
Doing good. So I'm told that you're looking for an oath of office for someone?
Yes, an oath of office and a bond for Administrative Judge Hugh David O'Donnell before April 1st. Now, I have called. They state that they're not a court of record, for one. But I've called the Secretary of State. I've called and spoke with the state attorney. He had years, but he didn't have the dates on it. And I've talked to the county clerk. They did not have any oath of office before April 1st of 2021. And David O'Donnell was, I believe, in the 26th district of the juvenile district court. And he is now retired as of 3 months ago. So I need the oath of office. Secretary of State didn't have it. State attorney didn't have it. The clerk of court didn't have it. They only had it after April 1st. They didn't have anything before April 1st of 2021.
Okay. Let me think. I'm not sure. So, like, you need the date of the oath of office or, like...
I need the oath of office and the bond before April 1st of 2021.
Okay.
Because there was judgment done in January. I need the oath of office before April 1st.
Okay. I'm going to transfer you to one of our district offices. See if they can help you out, because I'm not sure exactly how I can be able to help you out, but it sounds like something that they might be able to help you with.
Yes. When you transfer me to the district, who handles that district, can you please give me the Republic?
The Republic?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean, ma'am.
Is the representative of the Republic or a Democrat?
It's a Republican. Oh, no, so this is Congressman Ben Klein's office. He's a Republican.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry. No, I would just be transferring you to one of the Congressman's district offices. So this is his Washington, D.C. office.
Yes.
He has offices in Harrisonburg, Stanton, Lynchburg, and Roanoke. So can I get your full name real quick?
It's Emma.
Emma?
Mm-hmm.
And can I get, an address from you, like a home address, or at least a town and a zip code?
Where you're from? Are you wanting the zip code for Rockingham? Because I can give you the Rockingham zip code.
Yes, ma'am.
Because my address isn't going to mean anything to him. It says there are two zip codes for Rockingham, Virginia.
Okay. And then is this a good phone number to call you back? Can I get a phone number to call you back on just in case the transfer doesn't go through?
Yes, it's
512-222-7232.
Andrew, is there a number in case we get disconnected that I can call?
I'm gonna look for the... Just give me 1 second. I'm trying to figure out the best district office to transfer you to. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, don't transfer me because I need a phone number.
Yes, ma'am. No, I always give the phone number. I'm just trying to figure out which are the best of the four.
Thank you.
No problem. So just give me 1 second. I'm just going to put you on a hold.
Okay. Come along, I'll be out in a minute.
You still with me, ma'am?
I am.
All right, I'm going to transfer you to the Harrisonburg office, their number,
okay,
in case it doesn't work out. Because the line could be busy, so I'll leave you with their number to call them.
Okay.
It's 540-432-2391. So I'm going to go ahead and try to transfer you.
What is the name?
Through, I'll come back. The Harrison, it's Congressman Ben Klein's Harrisonburg office.
Ben Klein. Okay.
So I'm gonna attempt to transfer you. If it goes through, I'll be able to complete it and you'll be talking with them. If not, I will be, I'll jump back in the call and I'll just let you know, like, try to give them a call back because the line was busy, and I'll also shoot them an email with your number for them to call you back if necessary.
So, yes, thank you.
But, of course, ma'am. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, 1 second, no problem.
Complete waste of
frickin'
time.
Good afternoon, Congressman Klein's office.
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Joel.
Joel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling in regards to an oath of office. There seems to be...
Okay,
Hugh David O'Donnell.
David O'Donnell, okay.
Yes.
What's his position?
Administrative judge. I believe in District 26, and it was Juvenile Court.
Okay, and let me get your name first. What is your name again?
It's Emma.
Okay, what's your last name?
I just, for business purposes, I just use Emma.
Okay. Well, I'm only asking because if it's anything that we can help with, the only way we can do so usually is with a privacy authorization form. So we have to be able to get that to you. But
okay.
You're having issues with the court system?
Yeah, I spoke with the state attorney. He was really nice yesterday. He could not provide that. He gave me the years, but he didn't have the date. And then I spoke with the Secretary of State. I spoke with the county clerk, and they didn't have anything before April 1st, 2021. And so,
when you say you didn't have anything, what do you mean, like appointment date?
No, I'm speaking of the oath of office.
Can you clarify what you mean by that? I'm not exactly sure I'm following.
Okay, I'm looking for Hugh David O'Donnell, the administrative judge for the 26th District of the District Juvenile Court, his oath of office and bond for before April 1st, 2021.
He's in Warren County, it looks like. Does that sound right?
He's in Rockingham County, Virginia, Harrisonburg.
Okay, I'm showing him up as being in, he's a chief judge over in Front Royal, which is in Warren County.
Hugh David O'Donnell?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you look at the court system, he's there's been judgment there at the juvenile court. He was the judge there.
How long ago was that?
This was back in January. He made judgment back in January 2021.
So it's possible that maybe he was in Rockingham before he was in Warren, but it looks like everything that comes up says that he's the juvenile and domestic relations judge for Warren County.
Okay, so does he have an oath of office before April 1st, 2021?
Has he taken the oath in Warren County before April?
Rockingham County. Because I called the county clerk, and she said that he retired about 3 months ago. And she said they don't have anything before April 1st, 2021.
Okay. And who did you call?
I spoke with the court clerk there at the juvenile.
Over in Rockingham?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the name of that person you spoke to?
I want to say Amber, but don't give me the lines. I think it was Amber. And then I spoke with another lady.
What are you seeking this for in particular? Is this for a court case, or?
Yeah, there was a breach of trust. There was a case and a discrepancy. The fact that the case was taken on There was a discrepancy with a case. The fact is that the one that he did judgment on wasn't even a resident there. In Rockingham.
Did the crime itself take place in Rockingham?
There was no crime. See, what happened was there was, I'm serious, there was no crime. There was assumption and presumption from someone who called from a total different state on someone, and CPS came involved. There was no summons whatsoever, and they, like I said, the woman that was the victim and her babies wasn't even resident there. They went all off of assumption and presumption from a complete different state. So when Article 6, Section 1 and 2 was presented as him as trustee, he violated the trust, he violated trust law, and not only that, but he violated the First Amendment. So what I'm
assuming, you've been collecting documentation for all this, is that right?
Well, they're not a court of record. That's another thing. We've been asking for transcripts, and they keep saying they're not a court of record.
That could be true. I think what you need to do is call the Virginia Judicial Inquiry and Review Commission, because we're in the legislative branch, and we're at the federal level, so we're at a different level of government. So we're definitely
right. But see, here's the thing: you're in federal level, but these girls were Indian. That was another thing. These girls are Indian.
Okay.
Federal should have took over.
Okay, well, my point is saying that we're not really experts or the right people to go to for this particular circumstance. So what I'm going to do is give you a number to call that could point you in the right direction, because I'm really not sure, where to start or where you would need to go.
The only thing that I want, because you said that I could sign something, a release form, which is fine. Well, actually, I mean,
That's only if we can actually assist you, but because you're dealing with a judicial branch of the state government, we have no jurisdiction.
Okay, I just want the oath of office.
Call this number. Uh-huh.
I just want the oath of office, and nobody seems to have this guy's oath of office. And I'm sure on the federal level...
Okay, hang on one second. Give me one second here. Yes,
these are legislative courts. They're not judicial courts. So it has nothing to do with the judicial branch.
Hey. Yes, I'm here.
So basically all I'm saying is I'm it's as though, if a complaint with...
I'm not filing a complaint. I need you to hear me.
Well, here's what I'm... Well, I'm just trying to explain it, that we don't have jurisdiction.
But it's a federal court.
There's nobody that we can make a deal.
It's a district court.
I'm sorry.
It's a district court. It's a federal court.
The way I'm seeing this judge is, was it with the federal district court? Hang on a second here. So even if it was a federal court, it's a separate branch of government. So we can't make inquiries with the judicial branch.
Okay, well, let's talk about the oath of office, because that is all I want. That is
okay.
My
and
whole purpose.
I don't know
purpose.
How to acquire that. So what I'm going to give you is a phone number to try, and I would definitely call this number, so when you're ready, I can give this to you.
Okay.
Okay, it's 804.
Okay.
786-6636.
Okay, and what is this number?
This is the Judicial Inquiry and Review Commission. So this is the kind of thing that they do. They investigate issues. They have... a staff that assists with acquiring documents, any
you know, misconduct issues. They're the commission that essentially oversees all that. So even if they're not the ones where you would get that information, they can at least point you in the right direction in terms of telling you how to go about getting it. So they would, that's what I'm saying. I'm not exactly sure where you would get it if you couldn't get it at the clerk's office. So I would try them to see if they can point you in the right direction and then go from there.
Okay, are you talking about judicial conduct? Is that a part of this? Is the judicial conduct?
That's one of the things that they do, but it's really the only, they're an inquiry and review commission, so they would have knowledge, they deal with these kind of documents all the time when dealing with this sort of thing. Or when dealing with complaints and conduct. So,
if it's the same as the Department of Judicial Conduct, all they do is take complaints, and it could take years for them to get to a case. And I'm not trying all that. I'm just trying to get the oath of office.
And when you say the oath of office, you're meaning the document, correct?
Yeah, I'm just wanting to see that he had his oath of office prior to April 1st, 2021. That's it. That is law for the on the legal side, that every judge is to have an oath of office. Every sheriff is to have an oath of office while they're on duty.
Right. So.
And this should not be this difficult.
This would be considered an inquiry. So that's who you're going to want to call in order to get that information.
He's so full of shit.
Okay. All right. I just hope you're not sending me to the Department of Judicial Conduct, because that's completely different. Okay.
Well, that's not what it's called, so I don't think it's the same thing, but.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Secretary of State, Emma, Secretary of State is the only one that has a copy of the oath or open records request through the county. They should have a fucking copy of his oath also.
Yeah, well, I can't contact the Secretary of State.
What?
That's why I'm having to go to these revenues, because I can't contact, they will not answer their phone.
Ain't that about a bitch? That's what I mean. These people are completely incompetent and trying to avoid accountability.
If they won't answer their phone, then I go to different avenues.
Well, you could try the Secretary of State once again. They're the only ones that I know that will have a fucking, other than open records requests.
Hello?
Right through the county.
Judicial Inquiry and Review Commission. Due to COVID-19, the Commission's physical office will be closed as staff are working remotely. While we continue to do our best, there may be delay in acknowledging and processing complaints. If you leave a detailed voicemail with your name and number, a staff member will return your call. Please check your settings on your phone, as staff will be calling from a remote blocked number. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hang up. Hold on.